Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Casbo Rants. Holy shit, fuck, are you shitting me? No fucking way, you've lost your fucking mind. Sweet mother of Christ, what's wrong with you? No, fuck, shit, son of a damn it! Get over it, unfucking believable. Casbo Rants, let's go.
Hey you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Casbo's Rant. I'm Casbo, I'm Cole, or the K in Casbo at least. I'm the part that rants. This is season 4, episode 122. We're excited to have you here with us. For those of you following along, we are, wow, it's hard to believe it's already been four. We're in the middle of four seasons with this. And hopefully you're learning something and your lifestyle adventure is improving. Just a scotch. So, quick shout out first and foremost to our sponsors. We want to give a huge shout out, ASMLifestyleMagazine.com. 3 million readers, can't be wrong. Excuse me. Wow, got a frog in there. He's not sponsoring. Anyways, if you want to know what's going on in the adult world as well as the lifestyle world, then you most definitely need to make it a habit each and every month to read ASN Lifestyle Magazine. You can also vote. Don't forget ASN Magazine, Lifestyle Magazine Awards.com. Nominate us for Full Swap Radio for Best Supporting Business. Crazy Winter Nights for Best Convention, Trade Show, etc., as well as Full Swap Shop for Best Apparel Shop. So check those out. Also, hey, you know what? Don't leave your safety up to somebody else. Nightcaps.com. That's right. The Drink Spike Prevention Scrunchie. Check them out today. And finally, sex is great, sex is fun, but nobody likes to have to deal with the mess afterwards. Now, you don't have to with your NoMoreWetSpot.com blanket. It is an easily washable, machine washable, and dryable blanket, non-crinkle, designed specifically to rid your bed of that nasty wet spot after sex. Check it out today. Don't forget to use Full Swap in the promo code and get your 10% discount when you go to nomorewetspot.com. Okay, so I know somewhere in the last 122 episodes I've talked about this before, but I'm going to hit it again because, well, it's just, it's one of those things that just continues to rear its ugly, ugly, ugly head, so to speak. Or kind of it hides its head, because that's what it does a lot of times. And so, but it's a message that needs to be reheard. Especially, there are so many things we're seeing coming out now that COVID is really over and done. The pandemic is over. People are reemerging. There's excitement. It's like the Katydids coming out or whatever it is after 21 years of hiding underground. And everybody's back and they're stupid. They've totally lost their fucking minds. And we've forgotten the basic common sense things as they appear. And that's what I want to talk about tonight a little bit. You know, there's a concept of, in the good old days, quote unquote, good old days, you could take things at face value, by God, by golly, take a man at his word, a handshake. Let me help you out with something. Two-faced, normally two's better than one, but with faces, not so fucking much. That's why I want to talk to you tonight. It's what I want to talk about. You know, there is this huge thing in the world that we live in today, and it's really funny because in some areas, society is so much less trusting than it ever used to be. And yet, in other areas, this concept of just we meet and we're friends. I said hi to you, that means we're friends. You said hi back, that means we're best friends. Yeah. That is such a design flaw in life. It's a design flaw because it allows ourselves a degree of vulnerability that we should not have. Take for just a minute. Let me ask you about your regular life for a second. Everybody that you work with, are they your friends? Like really deep, close friends? How about everybody that is a parent on your kid's baseball team or soccer team? How about in your church or whatever spiritual situation you might go to, or in your, I don't know, in your family, for fuck's sakes? Is everybody else in your life, if you've met them, your friend? And we're all giggling, right? Going, no, of course not. Because we always know the person's a dick at work. Or a lot of times we'll refer to people at work as our work friends, right? Because we'll separate. We'll separate our work friends from our real life friends. Our, you know, Rotary Club friends from our real life friends. Whatever. But for some reason, in the lifestyle, there's this thought process, this thing that because we share a dirty little secret, a something, that means that those social norms are thrown out the window. And I don't understand that. One of the things we constantly talk about on the show is the fact that the lifestyle is just a micro view of life, right? You know, the things, communication is important in the lifestyle. It's important in your job. It's important in your relationship. It's important in your life. Honesty is important, in, you know, all the way through. Just a microcosm of regular life, except when it comes to that trust factor. And yes, we talk about the fact that you should have a higher degree of trust because of what we do. A higher degree doesn't mean we just let our guard down. Here, let me give you an example of where I'm talking about. Because right now, you're probably a little confused what I'm talking about. What happened, Cole? What's the situation? It's not so much a specific situation. It's more of a thing we're seeing. With social media, million and one groups. And they constantly spring up. Right? And we get added to them, and we jump, and we're like, okay, sweet, yay, awesome, yay. We will go to events, we will go to activities, we'll go to things, and we do zero research on what we're walking into. We just take whatever we're told at face value. We don't question it. We don't stop and go, wait a minute, what? We just don't. Yet we bitch about the same things, that we all have the same fears. We all bitch about how much the lifestyle costs. We all bitch about drama. We all bitch about, we say safety is important, all these things. And yet, someone can throw an event that they've just drifted in out of nowhere and throw an event, and we're like, sweet, a party, dude. And we lose all sense of reality. Well, they're one of us, so it's all good. Take it at face value. Wait a minute. Stop. Yes, what we do creates a higher need for trust. What we do also creates a higher degree of vulnerability. Think about this for a minute. You're concerned about somebody's comment that they may put on your regular Facebook wall, for say, that could out you, give you away, whatever. But you're not concerned about going to first time ever, all of a sudden, spring up event somewhere that you know nothing about the people putting it on. You know nothing about anything with it. What has a better chance of creating an issue for you? Some random comment that you can go, I don't know, some goofball, whatever, that you can delete? Or being out at a hotel takeover that you don't know anything about anybody or if it's safe? Do you see what I'm saying with this? Now, understand, I'm not saying don't go try new things. That, not at all. I can't encourage you to do that enough. We were fortunate enough to get to do that this weekend, and it was awesome. But although we had never been to one of their events, we knew about the group. We knew people in the group. We knew and could do research on the event. We knew that the event we were going to, although there was lots of unknowns with it, we knew it was legit. That's a big difference, other than just throwing your money blindly. This is the part that I don't understand. We will take, and we go, well, because someone's working so hard, we throw around the term love in the lifestyle and friendship like nothing, like air. We will automatically take the side of someone that we really don't know because they had an event or a party and we're new. What? And we'll publicly state that. Let me ask you a question. If you go into your job Monday morning and there's someone else, whatever your specific job is, I'm going to use the example of a let's say that you process the mail, and there's three of you that process the mail. You do all three do the same job, basically. And there's somebody that's new. They've only been there like a week. You walk in Monday, and the person, the new person, is accused of doing it wrong or doing something bad with it. Stealing mail. Just making shit up. Do you automatically stand and go, wait just a minute. We've got your back. We support you. We love you. We're there for you. You've only known them a week. Do you do that, or do you go, I don't know what the fuck's going on here. Jesus Christ. Oh, my Lord. You see what I'm saying? You wouldn't do that. But in the lifestyle, we do. And what happens is, this is why when things crash and burn in the lifestyle, and this is what, there's been a lot of that recently that I've seen, and this is kind of what stirred this. Why do things crash and burn so exceptionally bright and loud and magnificent event? The reason for that is simply because we dump so much fuel and we inflate the feelings and emotions with people we don't know, situations we don't understand, things that we have no real knowledge of, that it makes so when it does explode, it can do the maximum amount of damage. Because all these people that you don't really know this person, all of a sudden you feel hurt and betrayed because then the truth comes out and you look like an idiot. Because we just took them at face value. Do you understand what I'm saying with that? Does that make sense? So what happens is when the truth comes out, well, maybe you backed the wrong fucking horse. Now when this comes out, you come to find out, oh shit, I was being friends with somebody or I was being supportive of somebody that doesn't align with my values and morals at all. Oh, fuck. You think some billionaires weren't worried about that when with the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing? But he was a nice guy. I just rode on the plane. Uh-oh. Now shit's went fucking south in a hurry. It's the same thing in the lifestyle. Now, I'm not saying you need to do a background check on every person you come in contact with or before every event you go to, but you should have some general working understanding of what you're walking into. You would certainly hate to be caught with your pants down, pun intended. Did you ever think about that for a second? I'm just going to totally kind of go off on a tangent just a bit. Think about that. Somebody puts a comment on your Facebook, for example, while going, you look so sexy in that thong. You see it. 10 people have seen it. 10 people are going to go, what the fuck is this? You can delete it. And you go, oh my God, I don't know who this fucking nut job is. You can delete it and move on. But you feel like you got caught with your pants down. What about when you're at a place and you really do get caught with your pants down? What if that place really wasn't safe? What if that wasn't okay? What if all of a sudden you've got a dick in your mouth when something goes really south? Ever think about that? Probably not. Think it doesn't happen? I can name clubs and groups that it has through the years. After 12 years, I can name groups and clubs all over the country that's happened. Did anybody mean for anything bad to happen? Nope. Did anybody anticipate something bad was going to happen? Nope. Did something bad happen? Yep. again, I'm not trying to create a degree of paranoia. What I'm trying to create is a degree of awareness in that we have to, yes, we have to, there is a degree, an added degree of trust and brother or sisterhood that goes with the fact of what we do for a hobby. But we also have to understand that just because we all share a love of a certain activity or a certain hobby does not mean that we're all now in some totally tight bonded situation that we can just throw caution to the wind and trust whoever says whatever they say. Think this through. How many times have you heard about some horrible situation or somebody being absolutely horrible and being a horrible person or horrible whatever? Come to find out the person you heard it from was just starting drama because they didn't like him. I mean, that's, we have proof positive every single day in the lifestyle of the fact that we cannot just take people at face value. We cannot take everything at just face value. We cannot, just because they have a good event or a good party, should take it that then they're the greatest person in the world. And yes, I'm saying that even with my own shit. Look, if you're new and you've heard about us and you want to come to one of our events, I want you to come. But I also want you to ask around about us. Check on our website. Read up about us. Send us an email. Ask people that you know that have went to our stuff. Why? Because you should do your due diligence so you're comfortable, so you know the situation you're in. 12 years into it, podcasters, event planners, somewhat well known, we still do our due diligence and when we're going to walk into an event. Do we still go to events we've never been at for a new experience? Absolutely. Of course we do. That's one of the highlights of the lifestyle. But we don't go into it blind. Did we at one time? Oh, absolutely. We learned the hard way just like everybody else. But the resources are there. Folks, there, if you don't believe that there is a lot of people doing a lot of things in the lifestyle for a lot of different reasons, you're sadly mistaken. It's just like why couples get into the lifestyle. Their profile may say every couple's getting into it to spice up their marriage. The truth is, there's some people are getting to spice up their marriage. Some people are trying to save their marriage. Some people are trying to justify cheating in their marriage. There's a million and one reasons why. That's not what everybody says, but that's what is the truth. It's the same with other parts of the lifestyle. People do things for glory, they do things for money, they do things for prestige, they do things for pussy and dick. That's just a true statement. Notice, I'm not saying that any one of those things is right or wrong. I'm not passing judgment on why someone gets in the lifestyle, just like I'm not going to pass judgment on why a couple or an individual gets in the lifestyle. I'm not going to encourage somebody to get in to fix their marriage. Let's put it that way. But if that's on them, that's their choice. I'm not going to pass judgment. Not going to yuck yums. But you should have an understanding when you go somewhere what's behind it. It's really funny. You think about the Wizard of Oz. I know this is a super old reference. The man behind the curtain. And in all practicality, in a perfect world, there'd be no curtain. Well, the truth is, there's always somewhat of a curtain because there's always a behind-the-scenes situation. But I can tell you, 90-plus percent of events, they don't hide the reasoning behind why they do things. They really don't. And for the most part, there's a very good degree of transparency. It's not lack of transparency that's always the problem. It's lack of looking for it. See, if you start looking, you'll quickly spot the ones that have no transparency. And then you can make an educated decision from there. If you don't do it, if you don't want to look at you go, I just want to like people, and I'm going to like people, and I'm going to trust people because I'm a trusting person. Okay. Perfect. So be it. At least put yourself in a situation to be able to be prepared accordingly. To be able to make wise, educated decisions. We're not saying that you shouldn't trust people, you shouldn't like people. We are saying that, you know when people get hurt? People get hurt when someone thinks they are friends with someone and they're not. That's when they say things that they think they can say because they're with their friends. There's a different level of communication and intimacy. That's when people get hurt. Because they say things, come to find out they're not, and it gets back to people. It was never meant to be that way. Or it gets back to people about events. Or, you know, these are the personal parts of avoiding and taking just everything at face value. As for the events, folks, it's your safety. It really is. It was the event that we went to this weekend was wonderful. The location of the event, the joke was when the people had to come get us because we couldn't find it. Like, you're going to feel like we're taking you back somewhere to kill you because it was very secluded. It was a great event. It was very safe, but it's very true. I mean, it was a very secluded location, which was awesome. If we didn't know that this event was legitimate, that this group was legitimate, these people were legitimate, that and we would have been new, that could have been scary. You know, like, what the hell? But that's the we wouldn't have got the maximum fun out of the event. And as much as you would hate to miss an event because of something, because it just didn't feel right or didn't check out the way you needed to feel comfortable, that disappointment would be way less than going to an event and having it blow up while you're there. We want people to have fun, but we want people to think. The problem in the lifestyle, when you just take everything at face value, is taking things at face value means you're shutting down your defense mechanisms. You're shutting down the part of you that throws red flags. We have to understand as people, as humans, as mankind, we are designed with those defense mechanisms. It's for our preservation. Why, when you touch a hot stove, does it hurt and you yank back? That's designed for your preservation. Ow, stop it. Ow, stop it. See how this works? So a lot of the things that when we shut off things that cause us to, you know, we stop trusting our gut, we stop looking at things critically. These are all things that were designed to help keep us safe. So if you shut those off, what happens? You know, the car manufacturers used to, when the seatbelt law first went into effect, car manufacturers, they have to have a beeper, buzzer, bell on their seatbelts. There used to be a way that you could actually shut that off if you did not like that. You can't do that now. There's a reason for that. They want it to be annoying. They want you to not be able to shut off the alerts to keep you that will allow you to do something not safe. So why would we do it with our body, with our mind? And why would we do it in something, in an activity like this, which is going to put us in our most vulnerable? I'm going to throw this thought process out here for just a second and think it through. Listen all the way through and think it through. A lifestyle event, a kick-ass, fun lifestyle event that is a on-site play event. When will you be your most vulnerable? When is someone their most vulnerable? When they're naked. You're completely exposed. You have no pockets, you have no weapons, you have nothing to hide behind. You're completely exposed. And yet, we will go in a situation that we will open ourselves to truly physically be the most exposed we can be, and we shut off the inner warnings that are designed to protect us. Does that really make sense? I don't think so. When you listen to this rant, and you may have to listen to it a couple of times, and that's okay. I encourage you to do so. Because the first time you're going to go, Cole's a fun hater. And that's not what this is about. You have to go through, listen to it once, get that out of your mind, and then listen to it again and listen to what we're really saying. What we're really saying, what we're really talking about is not blindfolding yourself. Don't roofie yourself. I don't know how else to say it. Don't walk yourself right in. Don't allow yourself to just automatically be a fucking pigeon and just, here I am. We're encouraging you to think critically. And in a roundabout way, what we're encouraging is, we're encouraging groups, clubs, people, individuals that do events and everything else to work harder to meet the demands and needs of a higher educated and a more thought out lifestyle. Basically, raise your game. As you raise your level of expectations, the very awesome events, people, whatever around you will raise theirs. And that's how we make the lifestyle better. Folks, you've heard me say it before. You'll hear me say it again. This rant's over.